In studio with us, director of CED Mental Health, that's Cherokee Etowah DeKalb Mental Health. We're honored to have with us Sheila Hurley. Sheila, welcome to Wife's Radio once again.
Thank you so much.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. It has.
We're going to have to get you back in more often.
Okay.
And but we're going to be talking about some new things coming for CED Mental Health and shaping the future. Mental health. Tell us what you have going on and some of the changes that's happening.
Well, Jerry, one of the changes is not only analyzing where we are. We hear a lot of things about beds and needing hospital beds, but intensifying the services that we're doing in partnerships with hospitals, partnerships with sheriff's office, county commissions, judges, crossing over and actually binding a service together. For example, in Etowah County, we have a program called FOCUS, and that is where we actually work with all the courts, circuit, district, probate, all the court systems across that area, and we're trying to engage people in services rather than the detention centers becoming the holding spot for people who need to be in the hospitals or out in the community. When we started this program, the State Department of Mental Health actually granted us funds for a team that works for Etowah County systems with all the courts. So we actually provide therapy going into the jail, coming out of the jail, helping people transition to residential services or living out into an independent living with residential or otherwise. But that was a step we had not ever taken, and that's the only one in the state that's making that attempt. We're hoping that that's going to be something we'll duplicate for Cherokee DeKalb as well. The reality is, since we've been doing this, we have found people that, for lack of another way to say it, got lost in the system, and we needed to get them out and get them into services. Now, with having done that, we've discovered more needs and more things to develop, like residential services. So one of the things that we're doing, we do residential services, and we have one home here in Cherokee County, but we're looking at doing a further level of residential services that's not only provided treatment, that's apartments, but it's also connected to the courts in terms of getting people out, transitioning them out to be independent if that's possible, and they have supervision. So we're looking at that. That's a goal we have for 30 beds that's coming up during this next year that we're working on. The bigger thing too is getting out the word and let everyone know, you know, it's difficult for people sometimes to accept mental health services, but educating people about mental health services. For example, the tragedies that happened recently with some suicides, people oftentimes won't reach out to a mental health center. The stigma is there. We want to engage people in services and help them where they are. And we can provide the outpatient services, case managers that help them with their functioning, making sure they get the services they need, coming to their home and assisting them. We have a psychiatrist and nurse practitioners who are able to do telehealth. So telehealth has become a big step so that we get the psychiatric services they need. So we're actually trying to take it to another level in the community, being for the individual person, the school programs. We are in all the schools, school-based. We love Cherokee County because Cherokee County was the first step up to the plate as far as doing services for children in schools. So that is a big, big effort. But we want everybody to know that there's an option for them when they're depressed or they're feeling like they can't manage their lives. Everybody's entitled to an intake, an assessment, even if they don't feel like this is something they're sure of. Take that step and let's see if there's an option for that person and try to prevent risk happening to them and or others. The reality is we have a very strong probate system between our three counties. Our probate judges are pretty top notch. They listen, they hear the cases, they walk through and trying to make sure people get the services they need. One of those things that's a plus for us is we have, of those two probate judges, two of them have agreed to be an advisory committee position, and the Cherokee County probate judge and lead for the commission is on our board, Tim Burgess.
Yes.
So there's more involvement from the community where people are trying to engage people in services. Even after they get out of the hospital, we don't want them to say, okay, I'm out of the hospital, I'm just going to go back to doing what I used to do. We want to engage them in services so they prevent going back to the hospital. The big focus right now is engaging people where they are. For some people, that's going to be coming to the office and engaging in counseling services. and maybe seeing our psychiatrist. The others, it's going to be more intense. They may need more intense services with case management or even to the point of a residential setting that's 24/7. It varies. But we really, really want to develop this more with the hospital partners because we really need that support when it is a situation that's beyond an outpatient option.
Those people that are out there and feel like they're reaching the end of the rope, that's depressed or don't have a place to turn, where do they turn to? Who do they call? How do they reach out?
All they have to do, if they call CED, our phone system is such that if you're from Cherokee, Etowah, or DeKalb, somebody's going to pick that phone up. It rolls over. If one phone line's busy, it rolls over to another. All they have to do is tell them where they are. They like to come in for treatment. We have a screening process that we keep going every week called a screening clinic, and that puts off the issues of, oh, I have to wait weeks or months for an appointment. We want them in. If it's an immediate need, tell us it's an immediate need. Tell us what you need, and we'll do what we've got to do. That's what I mean by support if they do need a hospital. The reality is that we're trying to break down those barriers. Some hospitals are very accepting, some are not, for various reasons, and we've got to change that so that we have that access when it's an immediate need.
Now, a lot of people are going to say, Sheila, I can't afford these services. That's the reason I haven't reached out before. Mm-hmm. I needed them, but mm-hmm. I didn't feel like I could afford them. Mm-hmm. What do you tell them?
It's easy. We're a nonprofit. Our services are on a sliding scale. If you can't afford it and you need the service, we're not going to turn you away. It's that simple.
So it's open for everybody,
yes,
irregardless
sir.
Of their financial backgrounds or their financial status. It's affordable.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Now, you mentioned schools.
Yes.
And I know you've dealt with young adults and middle-aged adults, mm-hmm. but this mental health need is across all ages.
Yes, it is. And Representative Nathaniel Ledbetter, Speaker, he was really instrumental in getting this started with the schools. And it's nice to know that we have staff because of that, that can go into each county school system and city school system. So we literally are involved in all the school systems through these three counties now.
Great. Now, how about services for seniors?
Well, we're open to seeing seniors as well. The trouble is sometimes people don't think about the seniors needing it. They need it just like anyone else. As we adjust in life stages and changes, people can get severely depressed, and they need that person to be seeing them and a doctor to work with their medical doctor, because sometimes as a person ages, that physical change brings on so many other issues and concerns, and they need that counseling, but they also need a psychiatrist to work with their medical doctor, because sometimes what they need for their medical care is so much of a tremendous load for them that they've got to have that help to work through their medical needs.
And a lot of times depression can come when we are in the changes of life.
Absolutely.
When we retire.
Yes.
Things are different after retirement, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And sometimes it'll be family members that bring a senior in, but they can come in on their own as well. The reality is it's a real need now. Unfortunately, people sometimes are fearful of mental health services. It's no different than when you go to your doctor for a heart condition or other problems. You come in, you see the therapist, you may see the doctor or the nurse practitioner, basically the same, but you got that little extra support there because you need it sometimes when you're really depressed. And that case manager will come to that home and assess what's going on with you and see if you need any other additional supports beyond what you're used to. And it makes a huge difference. And sometimes it's about the case manager helping them navigate medical care, prescriptions, everything they need to get set up, even transportation. For example, in this county, we're fortunate to have a transportation system through East Alabama that really helps with folks. But sometimes people don't know that's an option. They don't realize they have other resources.
And it's all there for people's needs and things of that nature. And
yes,
we, of course, want them to know that they're not turned away.
Exactly.
There's help out there.
Yes, sir.
So for people that have loved ones that mm-hmm. they're seeing that is getting depressed,
yes,
or they've talked about end of life,
yes,
or things of that nature?
Yes.
They need to reach out?
They need to reach out. Sometimes it's a matter of someone calling and saying, I'm not sure we need you, but let me ask you a few questions. I have a loved one who needs some support. What would that look like? What would we need to do to bring them in? And how would you be able to help them? And that's okay to ask those questions. In fact, we encourage it. There's just so many people that don't feel strong enough to call on their own and ask for the help. And a family member can do that.
All right. Do you have a number that we can give them that they can reach out to, or just look it up, CED Mental Health?
CED Mental Health, but here in this county, it's 256-927-3601. And one thing to keep in mind, after hours, we have staff that man a phone. And we also have a therapist and backup to that should the person need to talk. So that's 365 days a year. After hours, we offer that. There's also 988, which is across the state, that they can call for suicide prevention or for services. There are so many things that can connect us to that person for services. And we strongly encourage people to use that because they don't realize sometimes how intense the symptoms are starting to be.
Now, you mentioned earlier about working with the court systems, and so often so many people in mental health come through the court system.
Yes, sir.
Because they don't reach out for help.
Correct.
And they wind up in some kind of experience with law enforcement.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Exactly.
But that's the, right now, that's the only catch that we've got for these people.
Yes, but you do have a stronghold here in Cherokee County. You've got the sheriff's office who took the initiative to have a mental health officer. So they have some support,
right,
to help them. But there again, that's a team effort because sometimes hospitals or other resources are not as inviting as we would like them to be. But that's where we try to work it out. That's like developing this program called Focused in Etowah. We need the same kind of focus for Cherokee, DeKalb, so that rural area has what it needs, not only in Atrium. We love Atrium. They're a great resource. The reality is we got to get people to say or agree to some treatment. And sometimes that's simply what happens is they're encouraged because they will do something unusual. Law enforcement's called. Law enforcement tries to engage them or refer them to services or to take some other action. We would love for them to take that first step and their families because you prevent all the risk that you can.
Right. Sometimes people say they're in denial. They say, I don't need mental health services.
That's right. That's right.
How do you overcome that?
Well,
you have the friends, neighbors, loved ones to reach out on their behalf.
Yes. And to help them learn, one of the things that we mentioned in our annual meetings, I want to really see everybody have that network. Everybody doesn't have a strong family, but they may have friends or community people that care about them that might be that strong connection. It might be their church. The reality is that we want them to actually follow through with giving that chance to learn more about their condition and their support system to know what to look for as a sign that maybe they're getting sick again or something has changed. Because sometimes health reasons, whatever reason, their medications may not work as well. Things may happen in life that stress them out, but they're not telling anyone. And their reaction comes out in the community, and that's when the law enforcement and other people are trying to engage them.
Absolutely. Sheila, we're running out of time. I could sit here and talk with you about this subject all day long. Anything that we haven't covered that you want to leave with our listeners about CED Mental Health that covers the Tri-County area?
Please call us. Please have your families and everyone of interest. If you want to talk with us further, if you want to sit down and learn more about the levels of care, whatever you need in calling us, we're there for you. And above all else, partnerships. That's what's going to make the difference to make changes with our mental health system, like the partnership with the legal system over in Etowah County that we want in Cherokee and DeKalb to have that strong group and moving people along. But also that will help us in developing resources, whether it's hospital beds or otherwise.
Just reach out. That's
yes,
the main
sir.
Thing.
That's
CED
it.
Mental Health's here for you for mental health resources. And it's affordable. Remember,
yes,
they're a nonprofit. And we are they're here for you. If you are in a situation where you need or could use some support to help get you through the day sometimes, reach out to them. They have professionals that will be there for you. Anything else you got?
That's it. Thank you so much
for coming in and being with us. We appreciate it. Okay. And don't be a stranger.
Okay.
Come back sooner.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Sheila Hurley, Director of CED Mental Health.
The average family.